This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget our big-time truck drivers out there, the guys and gals going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Thanks for the job you do keeping America rolling along, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take advantage of the things we have to offer there on the website, too. Save yourself some money. All right. And joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, otherwise known as Frosty the Snowman, when everybody else is down here in 80 and 90 degree weather on those cold days in the northern tundra. It's Ron Edwards. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
They've been out on the deck for 15 minutes, braving the warm temperatures, just so they can applaud you. All right, there you go. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried, but emails have been revealing how influential articles that established COVID-19 and the natural origins theory were formed back before we even knew it was around, starting in 2014, I might add. And little Dr. Fauci is upset because we're not following the science. And then again, I don't think anybody knows what the hell science it is that he's following.
Well, the science he's following is bull capital S with a hit that brings harm to individuals, from his mask orders to many other things. But the two most significant articles promoting the natural origins theory for the corona China virus outbreak originated from scientists who were part of a so-called response team of experts brought in by the National Academies of Science, Engineering, Medicine, in response to a request from a certain White House official. Now, you have Fia Fisher, Marion Koopmans, Peter Daszak, and other members of the World Health Organization investigating the origins of the corona China virus scandemic. Now, these influential articles were used exclusively by media organizations to push and push and push the so-called natural origins theory, while at the same time deriding alternative theories, including that of a possible lab leak, as conspiracy theories. As you remember, they really condemned President Trump when he came out and said it's possible that it could have come from a lab. They just tried to ream the guy. And they think that the articles were part of a coordinated effort to originating from February of 2020 during a teleconference organized by none other than Dr. Fauci, director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and also Jeremy Farrar, another doctor, director of the British Wellcome Trust, which took place after a group of health officials had scrambled in late January of last year to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between the Corona China virus and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And it goes on. It goes on from there.
Now, we've got to talk about Kamala Harris and all of this because I want to play just very briefly a short clip here of her statement, and then we'll get into something about what this is about.
During her travel to Guatemala and Mexico to discuss migration issues, the vice president was repeatedly asked why she has yet to visit the U.S. southern border.
I've been to the border before. I will go again.
Republicans have called on Harris to get a first-hand look at the border where migration has reached its highest levels in 20 years. Some Democrats also criticized the vice president for bluntly telling Central Americans, do not come to the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the statement comes with another statement which makes things even more perplexing because this comes from the Harris team. Someone on the Harris team leaked out that they were perplexed with her answers on the South American trip.
Yeah, they were. In particular, the question that she got from Lester Holt, where she equated the question about the border with Europe. Now, there was a hope that the trip would be a success. I don't know how you could think that she would be a success, at least for concerning U.S. interest. And in the end, they felt that it might have been overshadowed by some of her answers. And she took heat from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. And she told migrants in Guatemala, if you remember, do not come.
Yeah.
Prompting, well, I hear the music.
Yeah, that's it. We just heard that, and you hang on, and when we come back, more. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that taxpayers and those of you that live along the border, you're about to pay a lot more money for stuff that you may not even know about. And we'll get into all that in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us a break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Groom.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
All righty, we're back on the Captain's America Third Watch, the Thursday morning edition. And this time of the morning, it means we have Ron Edwards on the air. And Flip is saying good morning to Ron, but we've got to play an Edwards notebook and then tell you about Moss Nissan, and we'll get back to Ron.
I recently heard an egotistical minister say that President Trump is not in the White House because of arrogancy and too many tweets. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. So, is arrogancy in tweets now more egregious than the United States under the Biden doctrine, which is forcing nations around the world to accept U.S. taxpayer dollars and promote and fund abortions? Stopping the construction of our southern border wall, blocking deportation of illegal border crossers, and allowing them to roam throughout our republic, wreaking havoc. Rejoining the World Health Organization, the commitment to rejoin the horribly expensive Iran nuclear arms deal, in the Muslim travel ban, forcing schools to allow transgenders to participate in girls' sports, reversing transgender military bans and sticking taxpayers with the cost of paying for transgender operations, reentering Paris climate accords that could help decimate our ability to remain energy independent, and allowing China to pollute at will, Biden's commitment to fast-track DACA and give millions of illegal border crossers citizenship and amnesty. I don't know about you, but I believe Biden's agenda will soon prove much worse than Trump's alleged arrogancy and tweets. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Don't forget, it's amazing how Moss gets customers from all around the panhandle, South Georgia, the state of Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, all the way to Canada, up into Michigan, and over into Arizona out to the west, and they just can't be beat when it comes to price and when it comes to customer service, which is why people come from those areas. Now, it starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, clean trade-ins, got them. As a matter of fact, I just got $2,500 more for my vehicle than what it was worth on the high end of the Blue Book value to trade it on the vehicle I've got now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I said, hell yeah. So upgrade your ride now. Get some extra money in your pocket you didn't know about. Don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. Active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors always get well taken care of there at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. Take a test drive in one of those. You might be surprised. And Nissan locations, of course, are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money. All right, back to Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning again.
Flip goes nuts every time I do that.
Yeah. Good morning, Flip, too.
By the way, he told you to come down and you could go shooting or something like that?
Hog hunting. And that's
hog hunting. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's what it was. All right, well.
Yeah, that's a necessity.
Yeah. Going back to what we were talking about here, the Harris team, of course, they feel perplexed about her answers on the South American trip. I think the whole world is perplexed. We don't even know what the hell she's talking about.
Yeah, first of all, she it was primarily her boss, on a same, one of the few moments she was fully awake, made sure that our borders are wide open for the entire world to come through. And then she says, do not come. Well, I agree with that. Did she mean that, or was that just a bunch of bold capital S with a hit? Also, the issue of root causes is not going to be solved in 2 days, Harris said. It is not an issue for the United States to feel the root cause on our shores.
Yeah, well, you know what the president of Venezuela said, the root cause of Joe Biden.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And I also love seeing those signs that they're telling her to go home. There was one big sign down there that said that Trump won.
Yep.
And she saw all that stuff, too.
Yep.
So the world knows what's been happening, man, and how we, and many of us believe we were ripped off. So she says, I haven't been to Europe. Now, she was responding to Holt's question about going to the border. And then she says, well, I haven't been to Europe.
Yeah. I have no idea where that came from.
Yeah. What does that mean? She thought she was being cute or something, I believe.
Yeah, well, she did a little giggle. All right, well, taxpayers, of course, are fleeing blue states like yours, Michigan, and they've taken $26.8 billion worth of their tax revenue with them into the red states where they've gone. Now, they haven't all come to Florida, but they're moving into the Sun Belt. There's no doubt about that. And amidst the federal inaction, Texas has shown the lead again. They've taken control of their border.
Amen and hallelujah. I was wondering, I have been wondering for weeks, were they ever going to do that? Because, the governor down there was saying certain things, and I'm thinking, my God, they do have the right to take over their own border. States do have that.
Sovereignty.
If the federal government.
Yep.
Yeah. If the, if the federal government refuses to do what is right.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, he's doing it, and hopefully Arizona will kick in and start taking care of their border, because what they need to do is round those suckers up and put them in prison or kick them out.
Okay, speaking of rounding somebody up, we got Mary on the line, and she wants to round you up, I guess. Okay, Mary, what's going
on?
Hi. Good morning.
There is a big
election coming up this year, and that's for the governorship of Virginia. I was just wondering how they're going to handle that. It's like, I don't think they've really resolved November 3rd myself. So I think that's interesting to look at. That's a big election. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's a big election because they got the former Republican National Chairman, Terry McAuliffe, who was the governor once before, I do believe. Wasn't he the governor once before in Virginia?
Don't, wait a minute. McAuliffe?
Yeah.
Is he? He's a Democrat, isn't he?
Yeah, he's running.
Yeah. He's a punk. I mean, really, if you go back and check his record.
You don't know the half of it. I know about things he did when he was up in Syracuse for the Onondaga Republican Party, Democratic Party up there that almost got him locked up in jail.
Yeah, he should be in jail.
All right, well, hang on. We got a caller on the line. Want to go to the caller. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Kenny. I'm calling from Meadell, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello.
How you guys doing? Hey, I was just wondering if anybody else thought it was strange. They just get the vaccine approved for kids down to 12 years old, and now all of a sudden we got a new variant that's going to attack kids down to 12 years old.
Yeah.
And this week they started testing kids below 12 years old, and I wonder if anybody wanted to bet me within the next couple of months that they have a variant that will take it down to where these kids have to be vaccinated, too.
Well, I think you're right, and we'll talk about that now, and thanks very much for your call, my friend. Okay, I think he's onto something there, because when I heard that, and I heard that the 12-year-old age mentioned, and all of a sudden we got the variant, and went, oh, well, 12 to 16, they can get the vaccine. Gee whiz, is that too obvious?
This is a big political game about control. It's about other things that are not very good for people. For their health. These scandemic vaccines have been proven in many cases, I'm not going to say not hardly all, but in many cases. To me, you're dealing in Russian roulette when you decide to go ahead and take these things. Some people may not be harmed, like I believe you've taken it, Captain.
I haven't had a problem.
And so far, so good for you, but I know many that have had bad results. People that are in the hospital shaking, and others have had heart problems after taking it. Others have had other circulatory situations crop up. So to force people to take this, and now you want to throw this on children, this is evil. And we've got to start standing up, folks.
Yeah.
This is not about curing a disease or whatever. This is about something else that is very, very wicked.
Well, let's go to one more story because we're going to run out of time. We've only got about 30 seconds. I want to talk about the Ohio Attorney General who wants to take Google and declare it to be a public utility. Now, I think that's about time.
Yeah, well, Google needs to be handled because Google has just really stepped beyond its bounds as far as being a public entity. It's been against free speech. Yeah, something needs to be done.
All right, we'll talk to you on Tuesday, but we'll play your notebook on Saturday and the weekend show. Have a great day.
All right, that's it.
All right, thank you. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy is in the house. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On his first trip abroad since becoming president, Biden issued a warning during a speech to Air Force personnel stationed in the United Kingdom. Climate change is the greatest threat to America's national security in the coming years. The White House announced Thursday morning the United States will ship the first batch of 500 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines to 92 countries and the African Union starting in August. 200 million doses will be delivered by the end of the year, and the remaining 300 million will be delivered by the first half of 2022. Myanmar's deposed elected leader, Suu Kyi, and other detained officials have been formally charged by the military junta. The Anti-Corruption Commission has concluded leader Suu Kyi is guilty of committing corruption using her rank. The complaint says it found Suu Kyi had illegally accepted $600,000 as well as gold from the former Yangon region chief minister. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it, and that's a combined total, as I've told you before, of people that listen to us on the internet, the satellite, and terrestrial radio, and there are nights when the numbers are even higher than that. All right, here's the National Aviation Academy. They're going to tell you what they do, and then Bo and I will be talking about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, well, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you in Bogas. At both of them, let's say you've been at both of them the same time and the same day, haven't you?
No, not in a while I haven't, but yes, I used to travel back and forth quite a bit.
Yeah, because I remember one day we were doing a show and you were here.
Yeah.
And you were going to be in the afternoon up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, well, tell us the difference between the two campuses again, and I do have a question to get to, but I'll get to that after you tell us about the difference between Concord, Mass. And Clearwater.
So down here in Clearwater, we run two shifts, and we have a 14-month program, Aviation Maintenance Technology Program. We have a 21-month Aviation Maintenance Professional Program and a 7-month Advanced Aircraft Systems Program. Up in our Concord, Massachusetts location, we only have the one 14-month Aviation Maintenance Technology Program, and we're currently only running day shift classes up there at that campus. So the major difference is you know, got a couple different programs down here in Florida, and we run day shift and night shift classes down here in Clearwater campus and only day shift classes up in the Concord Mass campus.
Now, one of the main reasons that I got involved in this when I had the opportunity presented to me was because of the veterans.
Yes.
There is no better way for a veteran to come out of the service looking for a job, whether he's had the MOS that that would qualify him for this or not. He can be trained, he or she, I got to qualify that. They can be trained to do this job, and it's a tremendous opportunity. And if they're post 9/11, more than likely their training is going to be totally paid for, right?
Yeah, so the veterans, obviously since post 9/11, that GI Bill's came about, you know, it's a very good GI Bill. There's a lot of great benefits involved with it. So depending on the veteran's eligibility, you know, what their actual eligibility is, you know, their tuition is covered. A lot of their tuition is covered depending on, you know, how much eligibility they have. So every veteran, depending on their own personal situation, you know, they may have different amount of eligibility. So they can contact our financial aid office, and we can assist them with walking them through that process. If they want to know what kind of eligibility they have, they can always go on the VA benefits website and, you know, click on education. You can see your certificates of eligibility right there. You can download them, you know, all that kind of stuff. So they can do a little bit of legwork beforehand and bring those documents with them, and which would assist the financial aid office representatives with assisting them getting their financial aid going. So, you know, veterans need to be aware of exactly what their benefits are. You know, post 9/11 does have a lot of very good benefits. Veterans also need to be aware of what's currently going on with your benefits and the ability to choose where you want to use your benefits at also. You know, because there's been some major changes in legislation here lately that may have a negative impact in the future of where you can utilize your benefits. So you want to check into that kind of stuff and make sure you're using your benefits to the best of your ability.
And if you have a question for Bo, you can call us at 877-969-8600. That number again, 877-969-8600. Or you can send us an email, just like I did. I got one from Jim, and Jim is in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on AM 710, The Answer, up there. And thanks very much, Jim, for tuning in. His question is about coronavirus. Do you require your students to have the vaccine?
No. National Aviation Academy does not. Again, there's a bunch of regulations that govern education institutions, and because we participate in federal financial aid system under the Department of Education, and we're state and we're state certified, and we're also accredited, we do not require students to have vaccines. National Aviation Academy is open as normal now. As soon as Governor Ron DeSantis, you know, did away with all the restrictions, We're open. We're back to normal business as usual. You know, if a student wants to wear a face mask, they can. It's not mandatory. You know, obviously, you know, we still promote social distancing and, you know, hygiene and cleanliness and all that stuff. But, you know, we're open for business. We're going to have a career fair July 15th, in person at our Clearwater campus. So we're
outdoor,
trying
to, like you did before.
We're gonna have it inside the building. So
see, I've got a tent now.
Yeah, that's great. You can come over, right?
Yeah, I'll set the tent up inside. No, I'm just kidding.
So we're moving forward with business as usual, trying to get back to as normal as we can pre-pandemic. So we're looking forward to seeing all the employers back out. Obviously, the aviation business is doing well right now. A lot of people are traveling. A lot of airplanes are flying. You know, more airplanes flying, more maintenance needs to be done.
Yeah, and I've been watching the airplanes that have been flying. Now, you and I have talked about how you can tell how they've got, you know, like people on them and they're empty. You've got something that's 3,000 feet up in the air before it gets to the end of the runway. Obviously, there's nobody on it.
Sure.
But the ones that are loaded, usually, early in the morning like this, I think it's the Atlanta planes. They usually go up to Atlanta and Charlotte. Am I about right with that?
Yeah, who knows where they're actually going right now, depending on the air carrier. Are they going out to a main hub, or are they, you know, like Allegiant, they fly out of St. Pete Clearwater? You know, they're going all over the southeast United States, you know. So who knows where those aircraft are going. But air travel has significantly increased in the last, you know, 2 months, obviously. And, you know, it's going to continue to increase. You know, there are some things out there that we all have to face. You know, the price of fuel, you know, depending on when airlines are buying fuel and stuff like that, the price of fuel is going to affect the travel a little bit. It's going to affect the cost of that ticket. So if people want to go somewhere, you know, go ahead and buy those tickets in advance while they're still cheap.
I'm glad you said that about the fuel, because I'm going to go over here. Let's see here. Okay, gasoline wholesale is still $2.22 a gallon. Diesel wholesale is still $2.13 a gallon. That's without the tax, I might add. Yep. I don't have jet fuel here, but jet fuel is what? That's even higher priced, right?
Sure, yeah. Depending on where you get it from, you know, obviously depending on how much you buy, too, right? It's got to change the price of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, what the price of fuel is currently, I do not know. Pre-pandemic, it was expensive already. But then again, you know, major air carrier buys a huge amount of fuel. So what they're paying for it, I really don't know. But, you know, obviously the cost of all goods and services are going up in this country. You know, we've done some things to cause the price of everything we want to do to go up. You know, you may agree, may disagree with it, but the bottom line is everything's more expensive, and, you know, we're all going to have to pay that price eventually.
Right. And again, if you have a question for Bo, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600. Or I've got another question just came in here. Let me see what this is. Okay, this is from Charlie. And Charlie, where are you from here? Where are you from? He doesn't say. Charlie, you got to tell me where you're from when you send me these things. So, okay, I don't know where Charlie's from. He's asking me a question here. He's going, I have a motorhome, and I would like to be able to drive it to wherever it is I go to school. I understand that your school is only 14 months long. Would it be possible to park it down there and then drive my car back and forth to the motorhome?
Sure, absolutely. You know, down here in Florida, especially we're talking about the Clearwater location.
And he's a veteran.
You know, absolutely. You know, there's plenty of motorhome parks, plenty of RV parks in the local area. You know, I'm sure you can find something that's fairly reasonable, fairly close to the campus, and then obviously you can drive your car back and forth to that motorhome. It's not a problem whatsoever. You know, but again, Florida has had a huge increase in population here over the last 6 months, so check on everything prior to you coming down here. Make sure you can get a spot.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, and good morning to you, Fred, down there in Fort Lauderdale. Nice to hear from you today, and I'll check out your message here in a minute. And good morning to another Fred in St. Louis, Missouri, chiming in. All righty, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. We'll continue in just a moment. But I got to tell you right now that this time of the morning, we tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor over in Sarasota because they've been around a number of years. They're the very best at what they do. I highly recommend them. And they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. And you'll know you're in the right place. Now, all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Bo. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
All right, and thanks for sticking around, and we appreciate this. And we've got Fred in St. Louis now. I don't know why we're getting asked this question, Fred. If you want to tell me if there's something behind it, we'll do it. He wants to know who does the background checks for the young men and women when they get their job.
So when a student enrolls at National Aviation Academy, we have requirements they have to meet in order to enroll into the program. We
sure.
do not do background checks for them to enroll into the program. Now, when they get hired, that employer, depending on what kind of airport the employer's on, if they're on an airport, if they're not on an airport, it all depends on what kind of background checks the employer's doing. So, you know, let's take, for example, if you're working for an airline that's located on Tampa International, yes, the TSA is doing your background check. The requirements for TSA at Tampa International may be different than at another airport. So depending on the level of airport you're at, depending on the employer you're working for, is going to depend on the background check that you get done, but usually it's somewhere between 5 to 10 year background check. How in-depth they go, again, depends on that particular employer and that particular airfield or airport the employer is located at.
Well, I'll ask you a question, because over in St. Pete where you got the hangar,
mm-hmm.
that's the St. Pete Airport.
Yes.
So did those people, because to get onto an airport to do any type of, you got to be, is that the sheriff doing that, or is that?
No. So like our students, we are located on an airport at both of our campuses. But we're on the airport operations area, so we're in what's called the AOA, right? So we cannot get to the secured side of the airfield. If you look closely at our operation over there at St. Pete Clearwater Airport, you'll see that National Aviation Academy is fenced off completely from the active airfield. So we're in the airport operations area. We're not in the secured side of the airfield. In other words, we can't get to the ramp area. Where the airplanes are at, we can't get into the secured part of the terminal. Again, no background checks for our students when they enroll in the program, but in order to get access to that secured side of the terminal, when you get hired on, you will go through a fairly extensive background check depending on the level of airport you're working on and if your employer is on the airport. You know, it may be a simple background check if they are not located on the airport.
Okay, very good, and I'm glad you explained that, because I know that a lot of people wonder about that, because I know the trucks, the air freight trucks, they're actually on the tarmac.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, when you're loading and unloading there, and we did have to have a security clearance through TSA.
Sure.
So there you go. But at the time, was it TSA at the time?
No, it was probably just a regular airport, but the airport was running.
Yeah, it was.
And the employers.
Yeah. All right. Another question, this one's coming from Arizona. This is from Louise in Arizona. She says, I'm a petite 35-year-old woman. I have a young child. I would obviously have to bring my child with me for any type of training at all. Is there any problem with having a child and then having the child? The question is, can I bring my child to class or do I have to have a babysitter?
No, you know, because of obvious liability reasons and the education process in itself, that, you know, we have to follow a lot of rules and regulations. You cannot bring your child to the class with you. You would have to find a daycare, a babysitter, something like that, while you're at school. So no children are allowed in the building. Obviously, you know, there's a huge safety factor there. So we do not allow children into the building. So please find, you know, a good daycare facility, a quality babysitter, you know, that you're comfortable with. And that way you come to school and you can concentrate on your education 7 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Now, the website that we would send people to is always naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And they can, and again, this is just me, folks, and Bo will agree with me when I say this, because I actually got this from Bo. You should take the tour mm-hmm. of the closest campus to you, whichever one makes the most sense. Take a tour of the campus, because more than likely they'll get to talk to a student, right?
Yep.
They'll get to talk to an instructor, right?
Yep, absolutely.
They'll probably, if they want to go the financial route, get to talk to a financial person and get that all squared away, so that the next step is, all you got to do is, when you coming?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I've always said, people that go that are looking for an education, make sure that that education facility is right for you. Make sure you're the right fit for it also. You know, so do your research. Make sure you're getting into, you understand what you're getting into, and you understand the commitment that it takes. You know, National Aviation Academy, that's 14, that's 21 months. That's 2,000 clock hours of training, so be prepared.
Okay, this is from Eric in Seminole. This is a generational question and not necessarily for myself. Are there any prohibitions of training and schooling for those who are confined to a wheelchair?
No. There's no limitations. Now, you have to be able to work in the industry that you're trained in. It's one of the requirements of an education institution. So, you know, this is a situation that it's an individual situation. So if you have those type of questions, please contact National Aviation Academy, and we can talk about your specific situation.
I think I saw somebody in a wheelchair out at the airport at St. Pete.
Yeah, we have had students in wheelchairs before. You know, we've had students that are missing limbs. But again, it's about how functional can the person be? Is the training suitable to that individual? And it's an individual basis. You know, there's no way to make a blanket statement about, you know, this is appropriate for everyone and it's not appropriate for some.
Eric is saying thank you.
Yeah, so absolutely give us a call and we'll talk about your individual situation, what your ultimate goal is, and if National Aviation Academy has the ability to help you.
Okay, so in the time we have left here, about 30 seconds, the website is naa.edu, naa.edu. The telephone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Give them a call, ask to take the tour. If they want to talk to you, you'll talk to them.
Sure, absolutely. If I'm available, I'll talk to you. If you're coming through the building, and you know, I'm in my office, and we're the admissions rep, by all means, stop, ask me any question that you'd like. And I'm here to help. And again, you know, aviation's been a great career for me. It's been an outstanding job field, and I think it has the potential to do for me to do for somebody else what it has done for me for the last 30 years.
Yeah, because we're back on the upward spiral of things right now. Now's the time to get into it.
Sure, absolutely.
Because a lot of guys retired. They got out of it and said, that's it, I'm done. I'm going to go out and do something different. So there are openings.
Yeah, none of us are getting any younger, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Okay, well, Bo, thanks very much, and we look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And keep in mind that the great thing about that, and I've told you before, is that for a young man or a young woman getting out of high school or getting out of college or getting out of the military, if you really don't know what to do, this is a career. This is a long-term career that you will make a lot of money at. You'll be able to travel anywhere you want to go, pretty much carte blanche with the traveling. So keep that in mind. Now, in the meantime, we got to get on out of here so your morning folks can do what they need to do. I want to thank everybody that opined last night. Appreciate all the good stuff and you people chiming in. That's what it's all about. I'll see you tonight on the Radidio, the Captain's America Third Watch, where it's all about we. We the people. We the people. And I'll see you tonight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.